I don't think I'm going to get today to finish up Davar HaGorim. That'll probably have to wait a little bit. But I wanted to give you something just also to do in terms of Behemoth Arnuna, and just let you know what the next few topics are so you can start preparing if there's time, in addition to the Chazara, over the week. And then, of course, we'll finish up what we're in the middle of. So with regard to Behemoth Arnuna and Isas Arnuna, that's an interesting little topic. We'll do it very quickly. But just to do the sugya here, Alatar, with Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosas Shantz, just look at very quickly. In terms of Chachmei Provence, the Maram Chalava, and the Meiri, and of course the Psak of the Rambam. And the background a little bit for this is the Mishnah in Bechoros on Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara there, Beis Amud Beis, starting from Yehuda, and ending with a Petura Min HaBechora. And the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph, the Chachamim Omrim, until Ligruei Asa. And in terms of Chala, the Mishnah in Chala, Paragimel Mishnah Dalid, and the Rishalmi there, on that issue. And if you get a chance, look at the Ramban on that Mishnah in Chala. The Ramban, of course, wrote Hilchos Chala. So Hilchos Chala of the Ramban, it's usually in page Chaf Ches to Chaf Tes in the standard versions. Okay, so that in terms of Behemoth and Isas Arnuna and the Hafka of Goy. It's very similar to the discussion that we had very briefly about Trumas Maisra, Schala, Hektesh, Akum. But just, you know, what is the relationship between Bechor and Chala when it comes to any kind of Bailus or Shutfus or whatever. Just a parallel case, basically, which also highlight. Maybe you could do it on, you know, Yom HaAtzmaut. It could be, you know, the Zroim Limud. But we'll get back to it in Birut Hashem. Then I'll give you some Mar Makomos. Maybe I'll send it on Yotzei B'Shayar. Most of you have done that. Yotzei B'Shayar, just a little more Lamed Yom we did last year, so I don't know if we need to do that. Zayin Amud Aleph, we did Chitei Kordanaisa already, but I may say a couple of words about it. Either way, when you get whatever time you have till we get back to full time, just make sure to go through carefully the Shaklat Atari, the Gemara with Rashi Tosas, and at least Rambam, and the extra things I'm giving you, and we'll just make a couple of passing horrors, because mostly Yotzei B'Shayar, Shloshim Yom are topics that we've done, and Zayin Amud Aleph, which is Chitei Kordanaisa, we actually did last year when we learned Chulin on Dav Dalet Amud Beis. There's more to talk about, but pretty much we covered it, but so maybe I'll just say one or two things. And of course, it's connected to the Malamor, Ramban, and Ravid that we already discussed, talking about the Isur Shehiya after Chatzot. So a lot of things that we actually have done, you know, we can always add a little bit, but that's important. And of course, you know, the Balamor of Achilas Azui Hashpasaso and the question of Isra Na and Isur Achila, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, you know, the different views of the Rishonim on that question. And of course, connected to that is a topic that we've done quite a few times, and we'll speak a little more about it, just pin down a few points today as well. And that is Shnei Dvar Meinu Mishusa Shaladam Vasana Kasav Kila Bishuso, you know, Bar Bishus Rav Mechamet Pesach. Okay, so, and of course, connected to whether Yisuri Hana is considered to be Bebaluso, is considered to be Birshuso, in general, and here, and the problem of Zechia Kinyan Chametz Pesach, based especially on the Rambam, you know, that there can be Malkus, obviously holds that it can be Kinyan. The Ramban, of course, discussed that also, and Avdalid, you know, quite a few other Rishonim discuss it here, the Ran, and of course the Achronim discuss it a lot as well. So a lot of the things that we that are in the Sugyan Vav Med Beis, Vav Med Al, Vav Med Beis, Zayin Amud Aleph, are things that we've already pretty much talked about. Again, we could fill in some things. We probably will very quickly, but just to go through them, and we'll talk briefly about them. The next bigger sugya is already the sugya of Habodek Tzorech Sheivarech, and the Dinakol Mitzvah Varech and Aleim over Lasiason. So I'll give you Marmakov. Actually, I'll give you things to look at on that too, just to get us ahead. But that'll probably, in addition to filling in a couple of things on Goreim and Beimis Arnuna and, you know, Lamed Yom, that'll be very, very, very brief, and a little bit of Dav Zayin. The next real big topic will be the question of Birchas HaMitzvah. And again, I'll try not to spend too much time on it, but so in terms of preparing that, the background is a little bit also the Gemara in Menachos on Lamed Hamad Beis, and the Yerushalmi, of course, in Brachos, Perek Tes. Do you make Brachos also on Chefzah Shel Mitzvahs? Okay, that's very important background. And in general, you know, this idea of what constitutes Ovel HaSiyason, is it better to have something, you know, Bizman HaSiyason or Ovel HaSiyason? Is over just because it's impossible usually to have it Bizman because that's too late, kind of the equivalent of what we find regarding the Dalad Minim, like, you know, Mid'ag Bey, you know, Nafik Bey. Or no, it really is better than Chatrila, and what is that based on? So the Gemara Menachos, Lamed Hamad Beis, the Rav Yah, Simon Tafresh Tzadi Aleph, and the Ritva in his Hagdara, an explanation of Over Lasiyason and why that is. And the Rambam, of course, in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, that's the you know, treatment of the Rambam of Birchas HaMitzvah. The Or Zarua, Simon Chafei, also very famous, about Talmud Torah and Kriyashma, you know, things like that. And Hagos Maimunios, which has part of it, Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, Tosus Shant and Tosar Ben Peretz, and Tosus, of course, Rashi and Tosa Alatar, the Rambam Hilchos Mila Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Ishas Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid, and just be aware of, if you haven't, look at it, the Rashi and Ksuva Zayin Omid Beis. The whole question of whether Birchas Harrison is, you know, over Lasiyason or not, or it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or not, those issues. Tshuvas HaRambam Simen Shin Lamed Beis. And of course, Tosis here regarding Lulav, Zayin Omid Beis, Tosis Shant, Tosis Rita Peretz, Balamor, Tosin Sukha Lamed Tes Omid Beis, the Rambam Michas Lulav Perek Zayin Alok Avav. These are all, again, you know, what is the rule of Ovel HaSiyason? You know, what are the exceptions? Do the exceptions consistent with the rule? Do they reflect the rule? Are they true exceptions? These are the questions, right, to be thinking about. Netzil Sedaim is another good example. Rav Haigon here in the Otzar Gonim Chelek HaTshuvos, page 8, and the Or Zarua Simen Ayin Tes, and the Be'iri and the Rach, about Netil Sedaim, and of course about Tvila, that's an exception in the Gemara, but how expansive that is, we discussed it earlier in the year. So these are some of the things to look at in terms of the Baraka issue. All these Marmakom should definitely more than keep you busy. And, you know, we'll try to be in textual communication if we want to add things or just maybe point out some Ha'aros, if I can do that as well. Okay. So that is moving forward in terms of some of the smaller sugyas and the big next bigger sugya. Now let's finish up our excuse me, discussion that we were in the middle of Ba'yiroa, of Bailus and Rishus and the various permutations, etc. So we're talking about Kabbalas Achrayas, and, you know, the extent to which it constitutes Shiloh or a Hagdara of Rishuso, and the different, you know, formal and informal definitions of this. because all of that is very important. One thing just to mention again, we mentioned it at the time, but just to reiterate, and that is that the the view of the Ritva, right? The Ritva is Mechadesh, that even when there's Kabbalah Sachrayas, and you, because of Kabbalah Sachrayas, are violation of Bayi Rabbi Imate, that there's no Chametz Sha'avar Alav HaPesach. Okay? And that, of course, works very well with the idea that Kabbalah Sachrayas is not the equivalent of Shalom. Right? So this, on the other hand, we talked about Tosin Bab Metzia and its language on Pebes and the language of the Ramban in both places and so on. Also, just to mention again, I'm not sure if this is what Yonatan had in mind when he asked me about, are we going to discuss Tosis and, right, Yonatan, you asked me that about Tosin Bab Metzia, Pebes Amid Beis?
Yeah.
But he also strong Lashonos there. Yonatan, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just asking about the idea of Amor in general, that Tosfos.
So again, in the Tosfos Dimrasal Amor, Pei Beis Amid Beis, which is not the same Tosfos I was referring to. That's the Tosfos I was referring to. We talk about Shomer Chinam, I'm sorry, Shoel, and the Pshitas Rashi, as Tosfos understood it. That's not the Tosfos I was referring to the other day, which was the Tosfos on the, that's referred to in art on the side of our Tosfos here in Bava Medalla. That's Tosfos Pei Beis Amid Aleph, right? But the Tosfos Pei Beis Amid Aleph, seems to treat Kabbalah Zacharias as if it's the equivalent of Shalom. Tosfos on Pei Beis Amid Beis in Bava Metzia, of course, is a Tosfos about Rabbi Yitzchak, right, Yonatan? But it's interesting that the language there, also actually confirms what we said about Tosfos in Pei Beis Amid Aleph. Do you have language, Yonatan? He starts off by, of course, quoting the view of Rashi, which is that the Kinyan Rabbi Yitzchak of Mashkin Shalom Shasava also is has the Achrayus of She'ela. Right, Yonatan?
Yeah.
He says that if that's the case, then it would appear that that's the requisite level that is required in order to violate Bayi Rabbi Imate. Then he says, however, in his own view, the evidence seems to be for Shomer Sachar, right? And also the language of the Gemara, and so on. But then he has a very interesting, he's a little bit troubled by it, apparently. So what does he say, Yonatan? You have the language?
Yes. So he says, he seems to disagree with Rashi regarding the chiyuv of a malva for the mashkan. He says, mihu nira dishalo b'shas havaso, lo kani leis chayev ba'onsin, ela dehave shomer sachar. Deha mas nisin diktani shomer sachar l'de Rabbi Yitzchak. The chayin pirish behedya v'al hilchos gedolos shei v'esi le'el, v'chayin pirish b'sharim de Rav Haigon b'sharim en beis. And then he seems to question this a little bit more. He says,
great, keep going.
Itzarf lefarish mi eze tam yiye shomer sachar, de'i chashev kinyan gamor afilu ba'onsin yischayev, lo chashiv kinyan gamor lo yihya afilu shomer sachar. He says if it's not considered to be a kinyan gamor, then the malva shouldn't even be a shomer sachar in this case.
Right.
And then he gives a response that he's not terribly satisfied with. He says v'ish lomar devahi hanash yachol lekadosh bo esayisha because I'm reading the parakam of the kiddushin the kachshav mashkon de'acherim mi kudeshes.
Right.
Liknos bo avadim v'karkos have ale. Aleha Shomer Sachar, Ufiza Hada Amar Hedesha be Mashkon Mikudeshes, Hainu Davka be Mashkon She Mashkono Shelo Bishas Havaso. He says this specifically in a Mashkon where
this, of course, is a major debate. Different days in Tosis and the Chachmei Sfarad against the conclusions of Tosis, Ramban in particular, etc. Keep going.
And then he says, Vim Tomar Vilama Yachshiv. Of Shomer Sachar b'shvil kach v'halo kach haya yachol l'kaddish b'me'osav. So why is he considered a Shomer Sachar? But he couldn't have been kaddish with his own money. V'yish lomar d'kevan d'achshav sh'nozel mashkon in me'osav v'yado chashiv Shomer Sachar l'fishi yachol lasos bo kiddushin o kinyan v'o d'chalipin in yachol lasos b'mashkon v'ashe lo haya yachol lasos b'mos De'in mitba nasa chalipin.
Yeah.
Talks about the different benefits of a mashkan. You can use it for kedushin or a kinyan, and you can use it for chalipin, which you couldn't have done for money because you can't use coins for chalipin. Then he brings up the question from Kol Shah.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. The parak Kol Shah, pligi.
But before we get to there, meaning what he's struggling with clearly is what level of bailus you require or don't require, right? And whether Shomer Sachar really fills that bill, you know, that need. Or not. Okay, go ahead.
The kasha, the beperek kol shah, pligi rabbonon ar Rebbe Meir, the amar, yisrael shahava lekuzi al chems over olav. Mufarish hasam, the pligi bid the Rebbe Yitzchak, the rabbonon, leis lehu, the Rebbe Yitzchak. Inami kule ama is lehu, the Rebbe Yitzchak, bet taima, the rabbonon, the amri eno over. Mishum de savri di yisrael mikusi lokani. The hashtag of Rabbanon, amai eno over, the hakam alon kishmul, the have shomer sachar afilu u bidilo parish kithifrishes. So there he says, why is the Israel not considered to be over on Bal Yerah according to the Rabbanon? Since we say halachas like Shmuel, Israel should be a shomer sachar even if there is no explicit stipulation in this instance.
Oh, keep going.
The ha mishum the Rav Yitzchak lo have ela shomer sachar v'afilu hachi nikri chemzo because of the dinner of Rav Yitzchak he's only considered to be a shomer sachar but nonetheless we see it's called his chametz and he should be over on Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei so show too any shomer sachar should be over on Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei in this case
right but the key word I want to add here is or the if assuming that he means it is that the reason that you're a violation of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei is why the ikri chemzo. That even the chayis of shomer sachar is ikri chemzo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As opposed to saying it's considered to be birshuscha. Remember that in our Gemara, this is the point I was making last time, right? Kabbalah Sachrayas's stature actually appears explicitly in context of. Chemza shalakum, right? And that the makar is not shalo, but leimatei. And this is partly what we're discussing, right? Whether in the end of the day, the chiddush of achrayas, you know, extends, you know, to other cases, what level, how formal, but also whether it's midin shalo. Or it's midin reshuso. And this is particularly the way that I wanted to kind of neutralize Ramban's question to get back to the second. And the Shagasari's, you know, kind of even, you know, extension of, you know, the Ramban, which is that like, you know, what role does Kabbalah Sachrayas have anyway? What's it connected with? Right? Now, again, in the context of Chemzo Shel Akum, Shekibul Alav Achrayas, right? It's not such a big deal to say that it's chemtzo. Why? Or that rishus alone, you know, lo yimatzei, is enough. Because you don't have any competition, really. Meaning the non-Jew is not going to violate by Rabbi Yimatzei. However, if you're already talking about Kabbalah Zacharias, and you're applying it to Yisrael v. Yisrael, right? So now there's a whole other consideration. Lekula and lechumra. This is the point I want to make, and then we'll just, you know, briefly document. We mostly have, but meaning lekula and lechumra. On the one hand, you don't have the hafka of goy, so there's more reason to think that everybody's chayiv, or anybody's chayiv. On the other hand, you do have the competition, if you're talking about who's chayiv, you have the competition of between the mafkin and the nifkad, or the equivalent of the mafkin and nifkad, mashka, whatever it is. Namely, the mafkin, or the real owner, let's say the owner of the mashkon, not the holder of the mashkon, right? Isn't it his more than the other guy's? So that is, it's not so simple, right? They're just assuming a lot of things. So when Tosas here says that when there's Kabbalah Achrayas, it's like Chemtzo, it's hard to know how Medayik he's being. But number one, he's assuming, again, they're all assuming, that Kabbalah Achrayas works outside of Goy. Chemtzo Shel Goy. Number two, they're assuming it, even though it's the Mokar's Le'imatzei, that it creates a status of Chemtzo, and that it's more his Chemtzo. Either it's more his Chemtzo than the other ones, or that they're both Chayiv. Okay, keep going, just a couple more lines.
And he finishes off by saying, "V'yish lomar d'mishum chiyav d'shomer sachar lo mikri chemso, ilav mishum d'amar hakosav d'kani le v'havei shalo k'd'Rabbi Yitzchak." Saying that the chi of shomer sachar doesn't alone cause it to be considered to be his chametz, but rather, if not because the pasuk says that the malva acquires the mashkon and it's his, like we see Rabbi Yitzchak learned out from the pasuk.
So there'd be a difference between the level of shomer sachar. There's also an important shita that there'd be a difference between the shomer sachar achrayas associated with a mashkon and stam chi of shomer sachar, possibly, right? So again, what troubles him really, you know? Because he seems that Bali Tosa seemed to have a standard, you know, that goes back to Chemtzo. So if the Torah says the Chatzi Tiyat Tzedakah, and that's the Mokah for Yitzchak, you know, that you're Kone Mashkin. So even if you like Rashi and it means, you know, Chiv Onsim, great, no problem to differentiate. But if you hold that it's Shomer Sachar, but you're uncomfortable with it, you know, because of other contexts, does Shomer Sachar, Chiv Gneva Vaveda, really makes you a Chemtzo Bailim? So it's to say, maybe it makes you a Bailim if you have Chiv Shomer Sachar, and it's in the context of Mashkun, which the Torah describes as being your Bailus, then that's a different story. Okay, but either way, so that's an important sheet in its own right. More things to, you know, more complications within, you know, there might be a difference between, you know, formal and informal, or Jewish and non-Jewish Shmira, like the Ramban points out, and like the versus Rashi and all of that, right? Maybe there's a difference between Mashkon and even Kabbalah Zacharias of a regular Shomer. But it could be that either way, that this Tosis, like Tosis on the earlier page, and I think Tosis in general, may really hold that despite the Mokar of Le'imatzei, the way that Kabbalah Zacharias works is Midin Chemtzo. Now, then the question is, and what about the real owner, Yisrael Chaveiro? So again, are they both Chayiv? Or is the Baal, you know, HaAchrayas more, maybe in Mashkon, but also in regular Kabbalah HaAchrayas? And it's in a Mafkid. Hard to know. All right, so we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. Before we get to summarizing that, let me go back to...
Rebbe?
Yeah. I'm going to go back to Ramban for a minute. Yeah, but first...
Could you maybe relate that language in Tosfos to the language of the Rambam in Dalet Dalet?
The language... Dalet Dalet?
Dalet Dalet, yeah.
Just one second. Which language is that? One second.
He's talking about a Goy Anos. Sheif Gid Chemtu Etel Yisrael.
Oh, you mean the real, the informed, the Goish on a safe kid.
And at the end there, he says, Shari
Nechshav Ilu Shalo, Bipnei Shemachai Vohanos Machri Yuso. I mean, why does it say Shari Nechshav Kil Shalo in the Rambam also?
Yeah.
All he needed to say is it's Lei Matzei.
Everyone's just echoing the Lashon of the Gemara, Kedil Chon Dami.
Right. The question is, you know, how literally do you take it? I'm saying the Tosis is troubled by it, calling this chemtzo because it's only shomer zachar. That makes it more. Kidul chundami could be, you know, a reason to limit it to Shoa. It could be a reason to limit it to something which is at least Kabbalah Zacharias, if not formal. So I agree, it comes from there, but there's a certain responsibility, you know, holding on to that formulation. And it is very consequential. We'll see in a moment what other people say, but it's consequential, especially when there's competition or when there's a debate. Right. Take, for example, let's go right to the Rush. Maybe we'll discuss the Rush first, and then we'll go back. So the Rush is Asher, just to summarize for a second, the Rush is Shitos that he quotes.
And when he quotes, when he starts with the Gaonim by Mafkid Nifkad with Yisrael v'Yisrael, that they thought that based on the principle of Achrayus, the Nifkad would be Chayev.
Yeah. Then, so how does it go? How does the language there? So the Rush quotes the Gaon. Again, the Shagas Arya thinks it's all wrong, thinks it's a misquote. You know, we're going with the Rush here. So let's talk about the Rush for a minute, and then we'll get back to the Ramban in another minute.
Hanifkad chayev bebiuro.
Okay, so what would you make of the kidilchun here? Again, remember, the kidilchun is also in the case of Akum, which makes it, as I said before, dialectical. You know, that's what the Rambam's quoting it too. Better and worse. On the one hand, in terms of formalism, right? Maybe it's like the Ramban says, maybe there's no Shmira leaving La'akum. You know, maybe there's not even Poshea Kemazik La'akum. That's a whole discussion in the Achronim within the Rambam. Minchas Chinuch, we'll see it inside in a second, right? On the other hand, you could say he's not a competition. And moreover, is it for any Bailus Yisrael, you know, is Kedil Chun, whatever. But to it's curious that the Gaonim here
sort of say the opposite.
What?
Meaning they say it's really Lav Dilchon, but really yeah, weren't just images.
Exactly. They're saying it's Lav Dilchon, Avo Pishu Shalom, it's the Mafkids, given Dana Brishuso. So you wonder, like, well, what could that be based on? And in a way, that's kind of what Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, right, argue about. Right? Because they say that what's Rabbeinu Yonah? Read Rabbeinu Yonah for a second.
Rabbeinu Yonah Zal Hayomer, the Laolam Bershus Hamachkid Hu, the Chayev Varo Minatora. Kedarina Perak Meruba, the Guna Mibesa Ish, Romi Bes Hektish.
Achmatasi Bishem Rav Rabbeinu Yonah. Lo Ivanti Rayasa, we'll get back to that in a minute. And the Rosh himself says, Venerally,
the Rapashad who the Afal Pisha Nifkad Kiba Labachrayos Mikomakom Iker Hamamon shall have Bailam who the Kamanchish Ibo Hanifkad Beso, which Miras Mimono, Corina de Beso. By the Machilta, Myri Binachri Shiva Yisrael Al Chemtzo.
Right, so this is pretty interesting. This is interesting all around. I wish there had been one more Shita, frankly. But, you know, what do you make of it? But what's the difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush?
Well, Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be comfortable saying outright, meaning Rabbeinu Yonah is still talking in terms of Rishus.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Even though, you know, that when he starts off, you think it's going to, at least I thought, you know, Li'olam Rishus HaMafkid. The Gunami base. Well, that's maybe the point. And the Rush?
First, well, the Rush seems to have two factors. First, he focuses on the Ikar
I wish there was another Shita. Yeah. Right. What is he? He starts off saying Rabbeinu Yonah is right, but he's right because of Bailus, not because of Rishus. Right? And therefore, it's just Misvara.
Right. Which fits with why he doesn't understand Right.
What?
Which fits with why he's Lo Hevanti Rayasa.
exactly, which we'll get to back in a second. Oh no, go ahead, might as well. So Rabbeinu Yonah, it sounds like this. The Gaonim say something, let's go back for a second. The Gaonim say something unbelievably mechudash. And that is that Kabbalas Achrayus somehow is superior, because the Gaonim aren't saying that both are chayev. Correct? He's saying that the Nifkad is chayev and the Mafkid is not chayev. So how could Kabbalas Achrayus ever be superior to the Bailus of the Mafkid? On a Bailus level, it can't. Not even Sheila. Certainly not in Shomer Sachar or anything else as Bailus, right? Which is why the emphasis is on. So let's go back to that for a minute. For the Gaonim, Kivin Shena Brishuso. He's agreeing that it's not Shelo. Right? Kivin Shena Brishuso. That's their reading of the Mechilta. This is where, you know, the Gaonim part company with Ramban. How so? Asher? How do they read the Mechilta? Second case. And first case a little trickier, but
time to show Israel, which was Nachri Shushalo, the Eno Birshuso. Well, I mean, this is also where they are.
Yotzo Chemso Shel. No, no, 1 second. Yotzo Chemso Shel Yisrael, Birshnus Nachri Shushalo, the Eno Birshuso. So, how are they reading that differently than the Ramban?
Well, I mean, somehow they have the word Birshuso instead of Eno Yachulavaru.
Oh, okay, but no, I think the big thing is that their Hagdara of Eino Birshuso is with Kabbalas Achrayus.
Right.
So the case is a case where the Nachri, the Ramban says it's a straight up Mechilta that says that Yisrael she, you know, she nosan, she sam, chemtso. I'm avoiding the word hifkid, you know, because we don't know what hifkid means. You know, eitzel, she hichnis, we'll say. You know, chemtso, etzel akum, is pata, it's a straight out mechilta. Clearly, the Gaonim read the mechilta as referring to only a situation where there's Kabbalah Sakrayas. What is Kabbalah? That gets into the Shagasarius question. And the Ramban said there's no other way to read it. Right? And the Shagasarius said, Mali Kibbalah Krayas, Mali lo Kibbalah Krayas. Who cares? What's it got to do with anything? What's the answer? I think the answer is what I was suggesting, which is that Kabbalah Sakrayas is a legal definition of Rishuso. So if it's physically and legally, you know, Bershus, somebody else, then, but what's Koveya Shalo? The answers are two psukim out there. You could have said, frankly, based on our previous discussions, you might have said, you know what, there are two Isurim. One is more focused on, you know, Bailus, and the other is more focused on the Rishus. Right? And therefore, maybe, I'm not aware of such a Shita, you know, that says that Kabbal Sachrayat, that the argument between the Gonim and the Rush, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and so on, that you'll be Mechalek between Bayirah and Bayimatzeh. Okay, that would be another interesting nafkamina, but I'm not aware of anybody who says it. Okay, so we don't say that. So what do you need to say if we're not going to distinguish? So which is the dominant one? Again, in the psukim themselves, in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, as we discussed, you know, sometimes the focus is on the Gavra, but when it comes to Loyimatzeh and so on, and Batechem and Gvulchem, it's on the Makom. You are responsible to make sure that there's no Chalmites in your Rishos. Like, I'm just repeating what I said the other day when I was talking about the Ramban. I just wanted to, I had in mind, you know, the Shagasaryas to answer Shagasarya and the Ramban. I think that's what the Gonim are saying. That's how they're reading the Mechilta. For them, Rishus, Chafta Shal Rishus, you know, being Chametz free is the key din of Vayirah. Is that because of Siag Dorais and Shema Yocha? Maybe. More likely, that's part of, it's a fundamental din about your relationship to it. But your relationship to it, you know, as a rishus, in terms of your rishus, batechem and gevulchem. And that's the din of the Gaonim. Comes along Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, the way I'm reading it, right, to the Gaonim, Gaonim, addressing them by their first name, you know, he says, Gaonim, you're right, except that you're wrong. You're fundamentally right. How so? A share.
And that Rishus is the critical factor.
Rishus is the koveya. But maybe who says that Achrayus, you know, it's one thing to say Malim, you know, it's Eidel Malavala Morid. I don't know if they go that far either. But vis-a-vis, when you have a competition between Bailim and Achrayus, maybe the Bailim are also on the base of what? Kol Hecha Deisa B'shusa Demarisa. You can be Makdish a Pikadon. Right, that's what the Bali Tosas point out all over Shas. I think I did mention that Xos in the post game, some of those, you know, are not sure about Shoel and Mashil and Maskir. You know, that's an interesting point. But when it comes to regular pikadon, maybe all pikdonos, there's no problem of Rabbi Yochanan that you can't be maktish because it's Eid B'Shuso. It's an interesting question. It's an embassy. I always call it the embassy. So who's the Bailam of the embassy? Like, how do you relate to that? Say, it's B'Shus. Birshusi, just like it's your embassy, or is it Birshuscha literally? Lagabi Bayra Bayimatse, it's an interesting question. So I'm saying the Gonim are saying that's what in something that cares primarily about the purity of the Rishus, Batechem, Gevulchem, being Chametz Rein, Chametz Free, Chametz Purged. You know, so it's really primarily my rishus. You have an embassy. You know, you have an embassy in a government. You know, whose property is it? That's a like an international legal question. You know, when people get, you know, they grab onto the karnos hamizbeach of the embassy for asylum purposes. Right? The answer is, you know, it's complicated. Right? You know, if you're in the American embassy, is like being in a warrior in the middle of Washington, or, you know, you're in American territory, but you're still, you know, in China or Japan or wherever it is. That's an interesting question. And maybe it's different for different things. So the Gonim are saying something really profound. They're saying two things. Rishus is the beats out. There aren't two dinim. You could have said there are two dinim. If there's one din, which din is it? I would have thought that the one din that there is always shalom. And that's probably a preponderant view, both in the Rishonah and the Achronah. We had this part of the discussion, as we, if you all remember, in Masker and Sokar, like, right, part of the discussion. Do you need both dinim? Maybe that's a pshat in the Ramban. Or at least those who went further than the Ramban, you need Bailus and Rishus. Either way, let's assume you need one. So, which one? So the Gonim are saying two things. Rishus is Koveya, Kiddush number one, and Kabbalah Sachrayas and the physical property is Kovei Rishas. So comes Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, you know, you're half right, but Kalechadisa Bishusa Damari, so. Except that's not what he says. Instead, what does he say? Avi. He doesn't quote Kalechadisa Bishusa Damari, and you can be Makdish. Quotes a different Raya. What does he mean by that? We've already seen the Rosh Hash has his take, and the Taz has his take, you know, and Shagasari certainly has his take on it. Some of them, you think that that's kind of this idea. It certainly makes sense. Well, what's going on in the Gunav Mibes Ish for Lom Bes Hakdash?
In general?
Yeah, I mean, what's the issue there? You steal it from the physical domain of an individual, right?
Right.
You come into Reuven's property and you steal his hekdesh. But if there's no kefil, because begunaf mibeis ha'ish, v'lo mibeis hekdesh. What did that show? It shows that the physical rishus, and sometimes even Kabbalah Zacharias, is overridden by the real bailus. Maybe it shows that, right? Even the gabe rishus, because the din of kefelts vigunaf mi beis, it's written as if it depends on rishus. Right? Vigunav mi beis ha'ish. You walked into Reuven's property, you stole his behemas kachim, or his bedek abayis. So what do we see? That ownership sometimes redefines or refines, right, or defines, depending on them, it's a complicated question. Right, Rishus as well. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying the Gonim are right that the Ikar Psukim is Lo Yimatzei, and it's a Din and Gvulin and Batim and so on, but it's an embassy. It depends on the real owner, not on who owns the house, but who owns the Chafetz. Then is the ambassador to the house. And then the Rush, ironically, says, I don't get that. Maybe because he has a different view of Beguna Beis, it's complicated, Beguna Beis Eish. How does the Rush sound? Asher, you were saying before. Does he half agree with the Gonim? Not the way he starts off, right?
Meaning, I just thought that maybe he doesn't, and there could be lots of reasons why he doesn't like the Rush, but why he doesn't like Rabbeinu Yonah's Raya, but right. It could be primarily because he thinks this is not about Rishus, it's about
right. The Ikar language in the Rush that begins with is what? Again, for Rabbeinu Yonah, it's the Olam Bershus Hamafkid. And then you have the Raya. He says, nearly Dover Pashut, Afabisha Nifkad, Kibla Christ, Ikar Hamamon Shalabailin. Were they talking at each other? Ikar Mamon Shel Abaylim is about the Baylus. Nobody denies that. Right? The only thing that's a little bit jarring to me is I don't know why he needed the continuation. Meaning?
Why do you have to say it's basic?
Why did he have to add that there's like a... unless he held that there were two dinim. Like he also needs an embassy. Right?
Right. And it's even like sounds a little bit Rabbeinu Yonah's.
Yeah. The newly dover pashidu, Alfisha Nifka Kibla Kais, Ikar Moman Shabailamu. The Kivin Shashilo Anifkad Beso Lishmiras Mamono Karina Be Beso. Except that he makes it sound not even like more of a legal thing, that, you know, like the Guna Mibesa Ish or Kalechid Isa Bishusa Damari Isa. It's more like it's implicit that the territory of the embassy, you know, belongs not to the host government, you know, but to the to the real you know, not the person who's hosting, but for the real, you know, the government who's, it's like, you know, oh, these two blocks of the embassy really are American territory. Okay? Which is a little more mechudash than just saying kol echad isa b'shusa damaris or v'gunam b'zayish. So it's a little ironic in a way that the Rosh, who could have just said bailus because of pasuk lecha, right, ends up saying bailus always translates both into bailus and into rishus. I don't think he's saying bailus always translates into rishus, but rishus isn't a din in Kabbalah Zacharias per se. I'm sorry, isn't a din in bailus per se. It's in this implicit whatever. I think he's saying there are two things. Number one, the ikar din is bailus. It would have been true. Here's the part that I think was why I said I wish it was an extra shita. As I wish there was a shita that's where the Rosh just said what he said and stopped before he said the end. They say, Iker mamon lamafkin, period. Now, Zinochanami, if you're gauging Rishus, that would be, you know, like the gonim, right? Or even if it would be like Rabbeinu Yonah, but it's misleading because who cares? The Iker Yesod is bailus. That's what I would have liked the Rosh to say. It sounds like what he's saying is, number one, Iker Yesod is bailus. It's also true that if there was a competing Rishus, maybe that would undermine by Rabbi Imatze. But there's not that, because we have this more, even more exaggerated, implicit, kind of artificial, you know, Rishus. So it's Bibaluso, and since it's Bibaluso, it's even practically, physically Birshuso, like a Shelas Mako. I can't, you know, I can wish from here to tomorrow, but do I think that there are shitas like that? 100%. And in the postgim, and certainly, I think that's Balitosis, I think, mostly. And that's a bit of Parrots.
Abby?
Yeah.
Isn't the Rosh also like very set on explaining the Mechilta? And then if that's the case, then he can't totally ignore it being Birshus Acher.
Maybe that's the motivation. Yeah. Maybe. Could be.
Because he says, like, Rabbeinu Yonah, how does it work? And then he...
Could be for
also,
that.
Also, how does Rebbe understand the fact that the Gaonim's emphasis is much more on the Mafkin not being Chayiv, as opposed to the Nifkad being Chayiv? Like, for the Gaonim, it's not necessarily that, like, the Nifkad is Rishus, because it's in his physical property and he has Kabbalah Zacharias. It kind of sounds like the absence of the Mafkid being Chayiv. How does Rebbe explain that? I'm not saying it's a problem.
Well, how do you assume that? Because it says below a Mafkid?
No, just like it would be really easy for him to say the Nifkad Chayiv because he's Mekabel B'Bikadon.
No, I think, I'm not sure. I'm not on that question. I've always been mistopic, whether it's one or the other. Again, Shagasari has something to say about that. Ayin Sham, I think I mentioned already. But I think that, you know, even if he really means that this is the Iker Dover HaMechayiv and the Nifkad has it, I think that there's a certain self-consciousness that simply derives from the reality of this phenomenon. By which I mean, you have a clash here between Bailus and Rishus. And while we know that the relationship or the need for both or the relationship between them is complicated in Kol HaTorah Kula and Kol HaHalacha, right? Typically, the Zchut Bechora is given to Bailus. As we see here, maybe even Lagabi Rishus, you know. So I think that's where you get maybe the language, even if that's not what he means. But I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay. Either way, I use Asher's question about the Kedilchun and whatever, you know, to kind of, do this. But obviously, we were going to do this anyway. So this is an interesting argument, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gaonim. And as I say, the idea that it's just pure bilus is certainly, I think, novea from the language of Tosis in a bunch of places. And it also makes sense. The idea that there could have been two dinim, one lo yira'eh and one lo yimatzeh, meaning one based on the gavra and his bilus and the other based on the chefza shel reshus, and you know what determines that, makes a lot of sense. I'd love to find somebody who says it. I don't recall anybody saying it. But let's use this also before we get back to the Ramban for a minute. Let's just also use this to fill in the idea that there could be two dinim, of course, is the view of the second stage Chachmei Sfarad, meaning the ones who extended the Ramban. That's one more time. The Ramban, you know, promulgated this Mechilta even more. Okay, I wouldn't say he discovered it, but he definitely made it a part of the discussion that can no longer be ignored, right? And he also, in terms of Rishus being a Ptur, right? At least Rishus Akum being a Ptur, you know, became, that's associated with Ramban. Ramban on the Torah, Ramban here in his Chidushim. Again, he comes to it from opposite ends in the Ala Torah and in the Chidushim, but it's basically one Shita, another example of a consistent Ramban across genres. But the, as we know, not the Ran, but the Ritva, even in reading the Mechilta, which is a phenomenon, and Rabbeinu David and the Chachmei Provence, you know, moving forward from the Ramban, said whatever is true about Akum is true about Yisrael. Right, so from their point of view, they seem to require Bilus and Rishos, both. Right? Kind of like what seems to be the Rush. Except for the Rush, it's maybe for right slightly different point of view. But the point is that you need, So you need Bilus and Rishos. Right, just that the Rush thinks you have it, let's say, and the others think you don't, and therefore you need it and you're potter. So if you had, let's say, Maskir and so, that's all the Rishon that we saw on Avdal and Amadal, that, you know, both Maskir and so, each one's potter. Right, the Maskir owns the Chametz, it's in the Rishus of the Socher. If you remember, within Rashi, there was a huge debate, what's Koveya? Right? Bailus or Rishos? Even with regard to Bar Bal Yiroah, right? The Gra thought that it's Rishos. And the, you know, others, a lot of them, Rashash and Marshal, thought it was Bailus. But the view of the Chachmei Provence, Ram Kalava and Rabbeinu David, and the Meiri, was that both of them are potter. And then there's the view of the Gra, which we'll get to in a minute, which could be that maybe both of them are chayiv, or at least the Bala Rishos is chayiv, even with Kabbal Zacharias. We'll get that in just a minute. So the So this kind of fills in the bigger our picture. You know, if there's one, which is Koveya, and how is it defined? And if there are two, you know, are you makil and you need both, or are you machmir, and either one is machayev you? Okay, so let's talk about for a moment Yisrael and Yisrael b'li Kabbalah Zacharias.
Rabbi,
yeah.
When we talk about this clash, or like the need for both, how much is it is that there's basically like a dichotomy between Shilo and Rishuso, and we're trying to figure out what the Koveya is, versus saying it's not really like an external clash. They're both different types of bialos, and therefore it's more of an internal discussion about Bayer al-Bayimotze and like what type of bialos is necessary.
No, I do think that in general, Rishus, as I've said many times, is very well, very possibly an aspect of bialos, especially what I call operative bialos, you know, pragmatic bialos, as opposed to more titular formal bialos. I just think that whenever there's going to be that clash on a pure bialos level, the expectation would be that the hierarchy would be clear. And that is that titular ownership trumps practical ownership. If you need both, it's, you know, because it's ma'ake, that's something else. Like, you know, zelefishen shalom, zelefishen brishuso. But the idea that the pragmatic owner is more of an owner, as opposed to saying, well, it's because Rishus is Koveya, I find that difficult. And in the language of the Gonim, and in the language of Rabbeinu Yonah, I also find the reinforcement to this idea.
Right, but don't we have it perhaps here, the more that we focus on Bayer al-Bayimotze being like a product of Tashbisu, so maybe like pragmatic ownership actually is more important because it's what gives you the yacholes to be mevar.
I see that more as a bedika factor, like Mesir Samavteh, something like that, you know, Adin Darabanan and so on and so forth, than I do a biur factor, to be honest. And I think legally the question, if you only have Kabbalah Sachrayis, whether you have the ability to do biur and bitul is actually a problem. Because maybe you don't own regarding that. So actually, we'll get to this hopefully in a couple of minutes with the Minchas Chinuch. But that's not such a pashut matter either.
I just thought in a way, especially with the rush, there was the requirement for physical rishus, which might be like beso karinabe, which I think like the Ramban's noting also in the Lashon HaPasuk, which is, you know, there has to be some element of beso. And then there's like these other two.
Right, but why can't that be Rishus? Because there are two, there's Lacha and there's Beischa. And you have to have both. So the Rosh is trying to explain why there is both. But the both is, and I was just adding, as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah, the both isn't because Bailus, you know, is also Kalecha Deisa or Vagunav. It's because there's always this implicit Shelos Makom and so on. But and pure like Bailus competition straight up, I don't really see it. Even Sheila, and especially if we're talking about Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, I just don't see it. So I'd prefer to see it the other way. So I think it makes more sense. Okay. So what is the story of Yisrael v. Yisrael? So again, it comes up in the Masker Socher Sugya, and that's it's explicit that there are Rishonim there. But, and you know, Aaron already mentioned the Gra. It really is also Novea from the discussion of the Shulchan Aruch. Hold on 1 second. I have to untangle the wires here, probably. And that's in Tuf Mem Gimel, Sif Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Yisrael Shahaya Biado, Chemtzo Shah Yisrael Acher. Bepikadon, Yaakvenu ad shachamishis, v'imlo bo bailov imkarenu legoy, v'imlo machro chayav levaro. This is assuming that you can do beer, right? Bismani suro, afilu im eno chayav bachriyuso. So that line, I mean, the discussion in the Rosh, the three shitos, is when there's Kabbalah Sachrayis in the Rishus. Okay. What happens when there's no Kabbalah Sachrayis? So basically you have the Rabbeinu David, Aram Chalava, that case. You have Bailus Shel Yisrael, right? Shehichnis, Birshus, but not Akum, Birshus Yisrael Acher. What's the din? So Shehichnis, Birshus, Akum, Bli Achrayis, right, that That's the Ramban, right? And the again, according to the Netziv and others, not the Rabbeinu David and Ram Kalava, they assume that the Ramban will say that if Nichnis Birshus Yisrael Acher, that what would be the halacha? That you'd be Chayiv. Who would be Chayiv? The Israel owner. Correct? That you don't need two dinim. Bailus and Rishus. And it's also not considered Rishus, whatever. But in the Shulchan Aruch, right, it sounds like the Makabel Birishus, the Nifgad, the can't call him really a Nifgad. The Makabel Birishus, the person in whose Rishus it's present, even without Kabbalah Sakrayas, is Chayiv Biur. Now, it sounds like we're not applying the din of, you know, Goy Teko Biyado Shenichnas Rishuso to a Yisrael. Right? It says, again, Vimlo Machro Chayiv Levaro Afilo Meno Chayiv Bachriyuso. That means the Bala Rishus, even without Achrayas, has a Chayiv Biur. That's very remarkable. So the Magen Avraham says, "Afa gav dehu eino over alav, mikomokom yivaru shelo yavar alav amafkid." No, it doesn't mean that. The mafkid, here, there's no kabbalah zachrayas. Even the, that's not the discussion of the Rosh. Even the Rosh Hashanah might say this, right? There's so many interesting cases here, but you have to get them straight. There's bailus. And there's no Kabbalah Zacharias, but there's physical outside of Rishus. So Magen Avraham is in very, very solid company. In that case, you're going to be the Bailam are going to be Chayiv. Why does it say in the Shulchan Aruch that you're Chayiv Biur? Because of the Mikshal of the you're Chayiv, you know, to save your Mafkid friend. It's here where the Gra, this is what Aaron... you know, is bringing to our attention. Aaron pointing out that the part of the Gros Diuk is based on, where is Aaron? Is here? Based on Rashi. We discussed in Rashi that maybe it can be Mechalek between, in Kudshim, between Mamon Gavoa and Bedek Abayis. But the Gros Diuk is the opposite. So the Gros takes on this Magen Avraham and he says, you should learn the Shulchan Aruch Kipshuto, which is that if it's physically in your Rishus, then you are Chayiv. Okay, that's the Gra here, Sifkot Nidala. Lomadze, Mimasha Kosov Avalataroa, Ayin Rashi Sham, Shalacherim Nachrim, Vechenu Bakamakomas Mashma, Dibishal Yisrael Asur. That's Akum and Hektesh are not a din in Eno Shalo, right? They're a din in Bailos Goy. Okay, midilo kamar aval she'eno shalcha taroa u'kminan sham b'shalo kibal achrayis v'chein sham vavo med aleph chemza shal nachri ayin Rashi. We'll get to the Rashi in a minute. Mashma di b'Yisrael tzarech levayir delo kabach u'mogen Avram. Yeah, it's a little tricky because right, we're still talking about a situation where it was Bailus, you know, Yisrael. So basically what he's saying is, you could say for Rashi that, you know, if it's Bailus Yisrael, and it's Rishus Akum, but whatever, that basically the diok of the Gra and his understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, this isn't a din of Lefnei Yivar, Lo Sitin Mechshal, or Kol Yisrael, or Eben Zelazeh, or, you know, etc. It's a fundamental halacha, which is that if you're Yisrael and there's chametz in your rishus, even though you have no legal relationship to it, you are chayiv levar. I don't think the Gra thinks that the bailam are not chayiv. I think he thinks both are chayiv. The pashtus. Okay? But the idea that rishus alone can be mechayiv, maybe it comes from the two psukim, right? Maybe the Pasuk of Shalcha teaches that Bilus is over in Bayi Ra'ah. Maybe this is the Mokar. And maybe the Psukim that emphasize Batechem and Gevulchem, but not as a Ptur, but as a Chiyuv, an implied Chiyuv, this is L'chumra. Maybe that's also. Now, right. The Diuk from Rashi, Anichad Labayis, is particularly interesting. So let's talk about that for a minute. So I was saying in Rashi that Rashi really means, I just wanted to be medayik in Rashi, that even Chemtzo Shel Goy, Birshus Yisrael, you're chayav for. Just if the Goy is holding it in his hand, you don't have to throw him out of the Rishus. Either way, Yichud Makom doesn't work if this Kabbalah Zachariah. That's Chumra number one in Rashi. But the bigger Chumra is that if not for Goy B'tzeko B'yado, you'd be chayiv. Or if you don't want to say that, so say a little more. If he says, you can put it in my Rishus, but he didn't specify, right? So that's kind of with my permission, even though there's no Kabbalah Zachariah whatsoever. I'm reading Rashi Kipshuto, not the way the Rishonim read it. The Yerchayev, tremendous Chumra. Okay, well, how does that, I think that's what the Gra had in mind when he's trying to be Medayek from Rashi. Again, Chemtzo Shel Goy as opposed to Chemtzo Shel Yisrael being Chayev and Rishuso, Bali Kabbalah Zachariah, more compelling or less compelling? A toss-up. On the one hand, it's Chemtzo Shel Goy. On the other hand, there's no Goy to be Mechayev. Right? So Yisrael, it's Chemtzo Shel Yisrael. On the other hand, there's a Yisrael owner, competitor. Okay, somebody wanted to ask something before I go back to the Ramban.
Yeah.
Oh, let me say something about the Ran and Rashi first, and then I'll go back to the Ramban. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just interesting that Tzlach has this like long piece on Chavtes, where he says kind of like the Gra on the Shulchan Aruch, but he thinks that only the Baal HaRashus is going to be Chayiv. And he basically, his reasoning is that he thinks that every
not both.
Yeah, he thinks only Baal HaRashus. He thinks it's always true that only the Baal HaRashus is Chayiv. But he kind of says the reason is that Lagabi Chametz, Kol Yisrael are Bailim on all Chametz Shel Yisrael. So then the Koveya is only ever going to be Rishos.
Wow. So that's a kind of pilpalistic explanation, but the Shita itself is very important. And maybe that's what the Gra means too. It's hard to know in the Gra. The Gra doesn't say both are Chayiv. It could be. By the way, I think the Pnei Yoshua, I have this third hand through the Minchas Chinuch, the Pnei Yoshua on Ayomid Beis quotes the Torah's Chesed, I think, as saying the same thing as the Gra, as saying the Baal HaRashus is Chayiv, Mi Yisrael, you know, who has Chemtzo Shel Yisrael Chaveiro in his Rashus, that he is Chayiv. And the Minchas Chinuch says, as if he never heard it before, he says, I don't know, what is it? It's against all the Gemaras. You have to be Bailim. Actually, the Pnei Yoshua says that Hefker your Potter, but for Chemtzo Shel Yisrael Chaveiro, the Baal HaRashus is Chayiv. He doesn't say both either. So I guess it's a Tzlach. It's a Pnei Yeshua in the name of Torah's Chesed. Who wrote the Torah's Chesed again? I feel like somebody mentioned that earlier in the year. I don't know. Whatever. And maybe the growth. So you have a rain. Again, how would you explain it? Well, the same way of explaining the Gaonim. Just the Gaonim require Kabbalah Zacharias for that. Because they say without that, it's not considered, legally Rishus. The Ramban thought Rishus just means physical Rishus. And he thinks it Lakula, right? If it's Rishus, or at least Lakula with Gabi Goy. You don't need Kabbalah Zacharias. So maybe the Gra and the Tzlach, and Torah's Chesed and the Pnei Yoshua think that it's true even the Chiyuv. So you have a very wide range of two things. Number one, are we very machmir or are we very mekel in Bayi Rabbeinu Matzeh? Right? And number two, which of course we understand perfectly now, you know, given the nature of Bal Rabba Imatze, hanging by a thread, and despite hanging by a thread, being chayiv. You know, that's a kula nechumra. Or, and again, you know, because it's about relationship, not just about legal categories. Or is it about the legal category of tainting your rishus, or the legal category of being connected more with you begavra? The different psukim, maybe two dinim, maybe both dinim, maybe one din is enough. So we can understand all these range of things now. And of course, to complicate it matters further, just happens to be that way. Like, what constitutes the Hagdara of Rishus, Lagabe, all of this? And what? How do you assess Shel Akum and Shel Yisrael, that dialectic of Akum being a non-entity on the one hand and a non-competitor, but I'm also being a source to be Mafki and Mufka? You know, it's kind of what the Gro is hinting at, and certainly what the Ramban, you know, against Rabbeinu Tam on Dalon Beis was hinting at, and so on. So it's complicated. Okay, so just one other thing to say about Rashi and about the Ramban.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Sorry, just which when Rabbi's saying that the Gra has the same mahalak in Rashi, which Rashi is Rabbi referencing? Because the Gra quotes another Rashi, he quotes Chem Soshel Nachri, which is not the one about
Harry. What does he mean by that, though? That it's only Nachri?
Right.
Or maybe he even means, I'm saying, I don't know. He doesn't say what he wants from it. Maybe he means the diuk that I'm making, not about the Yichud Makom Dibra Maschil, but about, it's a funny Rashi. Once is another problem in Rashi. This is the diuk I was making the other day. It makes it sound like, you know, you don't have to throw out the Akum who's holding. Again, the Con Ed guy comes into your home and he's chomping on a sandwich. You have to say to him, you know, read the meter and leave, or don't even read the meter, please leave, or get rid of your sandwich.
No, I'm saying, isn't he referencing the Gemara of Mechitza?
Is he? Oh, I thought he was talking about the, one second.
Yeah, I think he quotes Shel Os, Chemso Shel Goy Osa.
One second. Oh, he's not talking about Tseko Biado?
Oh, wait, he quotes two Rashi.
Dibramasel Chemtso. One second. So what's a Dibramasel Chemtso? One second. Maybe you're right. Maybe I have the wrong Dibramasel. It could be. Could be right. Either way, I still think it's parallel, but it could be right. One second. Chemtso Shonachri. Hamufka Letzlo. Milo Kibol Olav Achrayas. I guess saying only that's mutal lahasho. So, is that the diuk?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's like the biggest diuk, but
right. I mean, the mutal lahasho so as opposed to chemtso shel Yisrael amufka etzlo velo kibalo vakrayas. Oh, okay. So it's a simpler diuk. Either way, I want to say something similar and maybe even more expansive. I'm suggesting for Rashi that even in chemtso shel Akum itself, you have this idea. If that were true, then it works well with his. But you're right. I guess his diuk is just a simpler diuk, just like the one on Hamad Beis. Okay, good correction. Good. Just one other thing about. Oh yeah. So I think I think I mentioned the other day. It's very fascinating that the Ran, when he quotes Rashi again, Ramban tries Rashi and he says, "I don't know what to do with Skirus Kanya," right? Noam, what does Ran do with it? He goes a little further than that. But in order to do that, he kind of has to reread Rashi. Correct or not?
Well, I thought that he kind of just repeated the Mahalach in the Rabbeinu David, but I might have missed something.
No, Rabbeinu David, I think, also has this. I was saying it's different than the Ramban, though. I don't think he had access to Rabbeinu David, but I don't think that there's any evidence that the Ran was familiar with Rabbeinu David's Perush, but he starts off with the Ramban, but he does a couple of things that kind of he adds to Rashi that Rashi's pshat is that whether schiros is kanya or not will itself determine whether when the guy says is miyachid lamakom, whether he means implicit Kabbalah Sachrayas of Shomer Chinam or not. Correct? Noam? Which Saramban does not think. Here. He says, Upirish Rashi, Nachrish Nechas Achatzer Rashi Yisrael, who would take a biyara in Zakuk Levar, so is Kikuhu, Lohotzi Sanachrim in Abayas. Aval Atarosh, Alachirim, what's a pshat? Hifkidu Etzlo Stam, Zakuk Levar, the Kivan Shekiblu Birushuso, Kiman de Kabul Olavachrai Zdami, Kiraminim Bavakama, the same Gemara, that the Ramban quotes, "Knos shorcha b'rishus yichayv." Avol yichid labayis have like command to amar klum knos shorcha b'rishusi. They're minhas in the pater. So zehu derech Rashi. Now the truth is, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says this. I think I'm trying to remember who read the Gemara then, but I. Hifkido etzlo, Rashi says, the kibbal of achrayas kidem farish mehozo zakuk levayr. And yichel abayis is klomar lo kibbalo alav. El amar hari bayis lefanecha. Rashi doesn't quote the Gemara Bavakama. Rashi doesn't. Basically, the Ran turned Rashi right into a discussion about implicit Kabbalah Sachrayas, which is what the Ramban wanted to do, but he felt that he couldn't go so far because what do you do with Schiras Kanya? So the Ran just adding that the Schiras Kanya piece, if you hold Schiras Lo Kanya, then if I say Hanach Lefanecha and put it in the corner, it's not different than saying Hanach Lefanecha. But if I say Hanach Lefanecha and put it in the corner and Schiras is Kanya, then that's the equivalent of saying that there's no implicit achrayas. As whether, you know, being miyached is a chalos of any sort, which depends on schiris kanya, schiris lo kanya, that determines whether we consider implicit kabbalas achrayas here or not. But it's just fascinating how he thinks that's pshat in Rashi. Rashi himself doesn't quote Bava Kama, doesn't seem to think that at all. Rashi seems to say that Yichel Abayis is explicitly lo kiblo alav, not the result of lo kiblo alav, and that Hifkidu Etzlo is kiblo alav explicitly. He has kiblo alav, he took Rashi's kiblo alav and made it Hanach Lefanai without Yichud. Pashtus of Rashi is that Hifkidu Etzlo is explicit Kabbalah Sachrayas. He also reinterpreted the Ramban a little bit. Maybe once you have, just 1 second, I should have kept it open. Anybody have that line?
Yeah, Rabbi, which part of the Ramban?
1 second. Yeah, he says Elavadai Chemso She Yisrael Bishus Nachri Midrabanan Tzarech Levayer Vafil Hachi Gabe Yichid Labayis Kiven Delav the Yisrael who. Oh, no, I take it back. That isn't a rereading of the Ramban. Okay, either way. But it is a rereading of Rashi in a very subtle way, you know, in light of the Ramban's failed. Ramban says, I think this is what Rashi means, but I can't figure out Tzchiras Kanya. And the Ran, and Rabbeinu David, by the way, I agree with Noam on that, kind of tweaked the Ramban's idea to turn it into a question of what Hifkido Etzel. But that's why he says Darko Shel Rashi, because he knows that he's really changing in a way, you know, Rashi's emphasis. Okay, two things just to finish with on that. The assumption of the initial assumption of the Ramban, but as spelled out more for Rabbeinu David and the Ran, and the Maram Chalava, I should say, all three, in their reading of Rashi, not my reading of Rashi, right? I'm reading Rashi as just being unbelievably machmir, even in B'tzeko Shal Nachri, you know, Birshas Yisrael. And again, I think the Rambam is also incredibly machmir, you know, by saying what he says. And by the way, the Rambam's view, which is that Chemso Shal Yisrael Birshus Akum is Chayiv, according to some of the poskim, Prichadash included, is even, I mentioned the other day, we don't know whether Ram says if Kido means Mekabalas Achrayas or not. Like with the Akum is Mekabal Achrayas. That's according to Ramban, Chemtos Shal Yisrael B'Shus Akum, even without Kabalas Achrayas, is Pater. According to the Rambam, that's not true. But what, let's say that it was at least Kabalas Achrayas, does that matter? So the Prichadash says no. Now, is that because the Kabbalah Tzachrayis of Akum doesn't have stature, or doesn't matter? Bailus Yisrael doesn't make a difference. Okay, that's in terms of the Ram. Anyways, for the Ran, the Maram Chalava, and Rabbeinu David, Rashi is not saying what I'm saying. He's saying he's saying this idea of, you know, different levels of Kabbalah Tzachrayis, but their conclusion then is Matan. What's Rashi's level of Kabbalah Zacharias in general for Bal Yiroah?
Connection to the Chametz.
Say again?
Connection to the Chametz.
Well, correct. But what level, as which reflects that?
I think he said Shomer Sacha.
No. Shomer Chinam.
Sorry, Shomer Chinam, yeah. Shomer Chinam.
Yeah. So first of all, that's against the way that Tosfos understood Rashi and you know, in the sugya of Rabbi Yitzhak. So it would be the opposite, in other words. If you read Rashi, I don't buy it. I mean, it's very creative based on the Gemara and Bava Kamma and so on. But you have to kind of reread it, like the Ran did. I don't think it sounds that way. But you also have to believe that Achrayus of Shomer Chinam is going to be enough. Right? So the im kashita zu, the Rabbeinu David spells it out. Machar shuutzuk lefarish al din delo kibel achrayis shehe biyechil abayis. Right. V'tomar sheshomer chinam bedin kibel alav achrayis ulinin bal yiro bayimotzei. Okay, I mean it's a bahag and it's a ritva, but he says ein ze mechuvar. Sharei Rava says zilu mignav umitved v'hu tam achiyuv. Meaning, goes back to this question. Because again, if all you need is any relationship, like Matan was saying, then maybe Mposhea Kamazik shows that. Maybe. Certainly you don't need Shelo. Right? You need to have Rotsu Bikiyumo. He cares about it. And he does deeply care about it because pragmatically it's connected to him. But where Beinu David is saying, and again, not even Rishuso, because now we're sensitive a little more. What does Kabbalah Zacharias do? Right? With the Gonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush, two dinim, one din, neither din, whatever. Ikar din, Tafal din. So listen to Rabbeinu David. Referring to his discussion on Ham and Days. Bimkein Shomachinum Shenachai Velabshia, Eino. Bechlal, she'ein bo tzad shiya bechlal shelo b'shum inyan. He's not quoting the Rambam Poshea Kamazik necessarily. He's just saying either way. So what, it's a chisaron and shmira, or it's a chiyav achrayas, but it's definitely not shelo. V'gam eino bedin she'nikra chiyav achrayas. From a shomer point of view, it's interesting, Rabbeinu David. He's saying Shomer Chinam doesn't qualify as Shalom, which is what we really need in Ba'irah. It also doesn't qualify even for Achrayas. Gam Nir L'Rebbe Mori, Sha'agoyim Eidim B'chalal Shmir Min Astam. That's a quotation of the Ramban, of course. So it's interesting, again, even without quoting the Rambam's Poshea Kemazik. And the Marim Chalava, likewise, not quite in exactly the same way, but in a parallel fashion, also is troubled by this, also suggests this Pshat and Rashi. And also is mistayeg because he just thinks that it's, you know, that the Shomer Chinam part is just too, here. Rabbeinu Tamzal Pirush to be called unto Shomer Chinam lo mechayev. The Einza Achrayas, he quotes, the Poshea Maziku. So he's admitting that Kibbal Achrayas is a lower level than Shiloh. But again, it's interesting that Marim Chalava requires Sheila for his Kabbalah Sakrayas, even though it's short of Shiloh, and he rejects the Shomer Chinam, but he rejects it by quoting Poshea Kamazik, obviously influenced by the Rambam. Hard to know whether that's what Rabbeinu David was saying, or he was saying even short of the Rambam, you would say this. Okay, one last point on the Ramban. So I was suggesting, you know, based on some on the diuk and the language of the Ramban, and the Ran is like also doesn't extend the Ramban, the Netziv, the others, that the Ramban maybe will be mechalik between Akum and Yisrael Chaver.
Rabbi,
and I gave some explanations for it. I just wanted to add something that that Stephen mentioned. Yeah, well, before you do, Eitan, go ahead.
Sorry, it's just, but then what does Rabbeinu David mean when he says it's not called Achrayas, if that's not Poshea Kamazik?
I think that even if you don't say Poshea is Kamazik, you might think that Poshea is still a Chisaron and Shmira. I mean, the Rambam says Poshea Kamazik, and therefore, even if there are no Dine Shmira, like Avadim, Shtoros, Karkos, which are Mufka, Medine Shmira, they're still subject to the dinim of Pshia. Right? You could say that when you look at the, you know, the Mechayev of Dine Shmira, you know, Mikatzel Katzeh, what you could say is that, you know, you're a shomer, you have a job to do. If you fall down on the job, you have to pay for your poor performance. That doesn't mean you're a mazik, but it does mean that you didn't do your job as a shomer. That's different than Achrayas, which is more like, it doesn't have to be your fault, right? You know, what happened on your watch, or even more so, you're like an insurance company and you took responsibility for the following liabilities, right? So I think what he's saying is either way, for Ba'irah Ba'imatze, you know, the fact that you directly, even if it's not Poshea Kemazik, if the Mechayev is Choser Shmira, right, then, you know, that doesn't say anything about your Bailos. It's parallel to Poshea Kemazik. You just don't need to go so far as a Rambam, I think. Okay. Stephen. So Stephen had a very good Ha'ara in the Ramban that I think is consistent with one of the points I was trying to make in the Ramban, but I think he said it even, you know, more, you know, effectively. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, that in the Ramban al Torah, when he is explaining the Mechilta.
Speak a little louder. It's hard. Well, you know what? Heck, you shouldn't speak louder. I should make my thing louder. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, is this better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the Ramban al Torah, when he's explaining the Mechilta, so he gives what looks like an internal reason as to why it would be chayev on Shel Yisrael, and when it's Bershus Yisrael Acher and not Bershus Akum. He says that Hayab Mashma Vleira Lecha B'chol Vlecha Shlo Naniachem Tseinu B'chol Gvulenu. That B'chol Gvulecha means that we can't have chametz in any of our Gvulen, Afil B'Yishol Nachri. That for some reason, even that B'chol Gvulenu should include even a house of Nachri. So that's probably because he understands B'chol Gvulenu as to mean the broader Gvulen of Am Yisrael, maybe Eretz Yisrael or Jewish areas. So then that would include, right, B'chol Gvulecha, you can't even leave your chametz B'Yishol Nachri. And then he says, "Lekach bo bebatichem lehotzi beso shel nachri." That really, so depends how I understand that, but it could be that that b'chol gvulecha means you can't leave your chametz in real in all of the gvulin of Am Yisrael, but only in the bate Yisrael of Am Yisrael. So that could be part of the mechayev of Bar Rabbi Matzah to leave your chametz in a Jewish part of Jewish lands, and Batechem is just coming to exclude Bezer Shel Nachri.
In other words, this just to make it just to add just for a second, but that's exactly what it seems saying was that Gevulchem has a wider connotation, not just of, you know, your where you live as opposed to your Sados and Pramim, etc. It's the idea of, like, you know, Yishuv Makom, like Yishuv Yisrael, basically. And so then the question is, When you cite the Gzeres HaKasuv, there are two possible directions that you could go. One is to say, no, it's not this wider idea, like, you know, you can't have any association, you know, with chametz, you know, b'yishuv Yisrael, right? No, it's got to be more specific. It depends on the title of the property. It's got to be b'batechem. It's got to be b'rishoschem, you know, and so on. Otherwise, it's not mitzuref to you, or otherwise the mechayev, which maybe is, you know, your rishus being chametz free, has not been satisfied. In which case, right, Stephen, you probably would apply the same. You would say v'hu adin liYisrael chaveru, because we went from thinking that it's a din in Klal Yisrael's place makom, right, to thinking that it's about specific rishuyos for whatever reason. But the idea also could be that no, the Ikar Yisod, that Gevulchem means this wide idea, Yishuv Yisrael, is correct. Right? It just doesn't include non-Jewish embassies. Like, non-Jewish homes are not considered part of Gevul Yisrael. But Jewish homes are part of Gevul Yisrael. And it's not like you need individual ownership, or it's about your particular rishus. It's about Yisrael. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's really a great way of putting it. That's a little bit similar to one of the ways that I was trying to say, but it's a better formulation. It also works in better being, you know, it's a closer attention to the limud and to the lashonos of psukim. So that would explain. I'm sorry?
It also explains the role of Ger Tosha very well.
Yeah, actually, great. I didn't think of that. 100%. Right, as opposed to, you know, Mamon, F. Charlotte, meaning it's part of the Jewish community also. You know, you're mitzuref to what he, correct. I think that's great. The Havamina of Ger Tosha works out well with this in addition. Okay. I know we're a little, yeah.
You also, in this, you don't have to say that Shel Akum is an active patur.
Yeah. So I was giving two suggestions to explain the Ramban the other day. One was, the Ramban is l'shitaso that, you know, on the other side, you know, when he was talking about how do you know Hefker, he was saying, you know, Nachat Shakiv Shaso and Shalok Shaso and maybe the special din in Akum and Hekdesh, only that's all implicit. So here too, maybe it's a special din in the patur of Mokom Akum, right? And the second idea I was saying was, no, maybe it isn't that. But the fact that it's Mokom Shel Chiyuv Yisrael, like, is good enough. So what you're saying is the one I'm paralleling to the second one, as opposed to the first one. 100%. Yeah. Okay. And of course what emerges, and, you know, again, this bigger topic, such an interesting topic, very subtle, but, you know, again, how easy, how difficult for Bal Yira, and sometimes for the same Rishon as both, like for the Ramban and Rashi and for Rambam, like for each of them have very unique shitos, you know, a Din Rishos, Din Bayos. But like for the Ramban, again, Rotsa B'Kiyumo to begin with, tremendous Chomer and a tremendous Kula at the same time. And he's the one who, you know, kind of really articulated it. Maybe it's implicit in the Rambam already. You know, for him to be the one also to articulate it in a way with regard to, you know, Shalakum and so on. You know, in this case, Lakula, you know, kind of a schema data la das Torah, I guess, is very fascinating. For the Ran, it's even easier in a way, the schema data la das Torah. But, okay. So now I want to take, I know it's very late, but I did want to talk about, not the Shagasari specifically, the Minchas Chinuch. And I basically already discussed it, but let me just list a couple of the things very, very quickly. I hope you had a chance to look at it. Mitzvah Yud Aleph. It's basically what I said last time, but I just wanted to go through a couple of the examples of it. And I think that they highlight the bigger issue. The Minchas Chinuch goes for like 20 different things that he, you know, assesses. And the, you know, the bigger part of the story in all cases is to what extent Bal Yira Bayimotzei really conforms because of Lo Yimotzei, in light especially of Lo Yimotzei, I'm expanding Dovra Gor L'Mamon, or where Dovra Gor L'Mamon shouldn't work, or how Dovra Gor L'Mamon usually does work, and being Mechayev, Kabbalah Sachrayas, you know, what are the implications of that for, you know, all sorts of other on the border or gray area cases. Okay, so what are those? Let me just mention a bunch of them. You can look up in the Minchas Chinuch yourself, but I was going to do a very quick survey to highlight the points. He starts with the issue of the need for extra psukim, for Bal Yira, for Akum and Hekdesh, or Kivshaso v'lo Kivshaso. Like, what do you need in Kol Torah Kula? What do you need here? You know, is the idea anything, you know, that is not, you know, Rishuso? Or is it a Ptur Rishus Goy? But he quotes the Shagasari, right, who basically says that you need Exeris HaKasov. Here, the idea is based on Lo Yimatzei. Since Lo Yimatzei already expands, you know, in the case of Kabbalah Sachrayas, so, you know, that's the reason why, you know, we tweet Akum and Hekdesh Hafka here, right, differently than Kol Torah Kula. That's the Shagasariya in Mitzvah Pei Gimel, that Goy v'Hekdesh and Yisrael Chaveiro are the din of Eino Shelo, based on the unique status of already of Kabbalah Sachrayas. So that's the first thing. Second thing he discusses is the problem of Shutfas. So again, the background being, like where you require lachem, like in Dalad Minim. So what's the status of, or matzah, if you need lachem, it's debatable, or other areas of halacha, what's the status of shutfas? And here you have in two opposite directions. Like what happens if shutfas, will shutfas work even if there's not enough for each party? Like there's not a kezias or a pruta for each party. There's collective ownership. But if you broke it down into parts, it would be inadequate. Sometimes shutfas works. sometimes shutfus does not work, even if there's plenty to go around, right? And if you were to split up everybody's portion, you know, everybody would get a kazayas or a pruta, as the case may be. And more typically, shutfus, you know, usually, it's, you know, its effectiveness depends on whether or not you can break it up or not. So basically, this is the minchat, that's the background. I'm making it easier. But so with regard to, you know, esrog, right, even if you can break it up, it might not be shelachem. And with regard to matzah, it is. But what about chametz? Are you chayv bal rabbi matzah b'shutfus or not? So that, again, is an interesting question of whether you're more mekel or more machmir in Bal Yerubayim Matzeh, again, from his point of view, based on the paradigm of Lo Yimatzeh. But Lo Yimatzeh, both is, as we say, is a Chumrah in Kabbalah Zachariah's, or Machmir. It's also Kula, you know, in Yichud Lamako. So what is the halakha that discusses that? Taz's view that Shutfim Archayev, Pnei Yeshua has this discussion. That's the one that I mentioned before, where he says that Hefker is Potter, but Chavero is Chayev, and he's done the Sifkat and Gimon and Menachas Chinuch. What about Shutfas? Okay? Hoil. So with regard to Hekdesh, this is an interesting question. It really comes up with the sugya on Mem Vav Amud Beis, Chala B'Yad Yisrael. So Rashi, I mean, the Gemara seems to discuss that Chala B'Yad Yisrael, whether you apply the din of Hoel, Hol V'Iboy Mitchell, like he can undo it, right? So maybe it shouldn't be considered, you know, Nichsei Kohen. So if I can reverse something, this of course is a question in Kol Torah Kula, right? You know, if you can reverse or revise history, you know, does that potential matter? You know, Kol O that you didn't do it, right? You know, you could say Afkin Rabbanu LeKiddushin Minei. Does that make you know the Hasra, you know, that you meet out Hasra Safek? Question of the Bali Tosis in Gittin and all Rishonim. Ksuvas get in all over the place. But, you know, similarly, in any issue of like Nazir or Truma or whatever, like there's an interesting question always, the ability to revoke or to revise, does that do anything or not? So when it comes to Challah, it sounds like, and Chametz, this sug is later on, and Membav, the Gemara seems to say such a thing, and Rashi on Memchasim and Aleph is Dochet. Rashi says, you're not... Nothing's going to be considered shallow just because you can revise history. It's mechutz or maisa. And Balei Tosis on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, Imtzachim, say, no, hol does work. If hol works, how can there be a din of shel gavoa? How can there be a p'tur shel gavoa? You can always revoke the hektish. So Tosis says, because we're talking about a case where it's already higia liad gizbar. Okay, so there seems to be a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosas, whether the principle of Hoel, in principle, will work for Bayi Rabbi Matzei or not. Is that a general machlokas, right, about the ability to revise or this kind, this particular revision? You can like between Afkin Rabbanan and the ability to revoke, you know, Trumos or Maisros or Kachim, maybe. Or is there a Bayira Bayimatseh Chumrakula twist? So the Shagasaryeh in Simanayin Vav says that Tosus thinks that Dafka and Chametz, we care about Hoel. Because anyway, we're Machmir in Bayira Bayimatseh because of Lo Yimatseh, as we see in Kabbalah Zacharias. And obviously Rashi doesn't go along with that. There are those who think that maybe Rashi would say the opposite. Maybe Rashi thinks that we're specifically Mekel in Bayi Rabbayim Matzeh. But otherwise, we would say the din of Hoel. Okay, good. Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa is another example. So the Michas Chinuch in Sifkat and Gimon, Mitzvah Aleph, says, oh, the status of Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa, Maisa Sheni Chutzli Rishalayim, is typically that of Mamun Gavoa. If it's Mamun Gavoa, you're not going to violate it by Rabbi Matzai. Unless you want to invoke the equivalent of Hoel. As you can revoke the Hafrasha. So he says, well, that depends on Rashi and Tosas. But here I just want to mention that the suggestion we made within Rashi about Kachim distinguishing to Bedek Abayis and Kachim Mizbeach may be relevant as well. Because the Achronim point out, the Rav used to speak about this a lot as well, that even if you hold Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa, that could very well, you know, affect certain dinim, but the formal titular bialus remain just like Kachim Mizbeach, Mikara Torah Deruvain, you know, Bahashta Torah Deruvain, that may be true for Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoa as well. It speaks more about the nitan and what you do with it and the kuvim that result from that than it does from the actual formal bialus. So I don't think that's such a davar pasha. A much more obvious candidate, I'm just going to take another 10 minutes and I'll stop. I probably should for my voice anyway, but also it's not fair. So is Tovas Hanah, which I think I mentioned. Let's say you have Truma and Yistruma and Chala Biad Yisrael. He has to give it to the Kohen and he has Tovas Hanah. So the Michas Chinuch says that even Rashi will say that you will be over in Chala and Truma, even though there's no Hoel, Lishitaso, because of Tovas Hanah Mamun Labayla. However, if you paskin that Tovas Hanah is Eino Mamon, which is the Rambam's Psak, Inuchas Yom Tov, Per Gimel Halacha Tes, then, I'm sorry, which is the Rambam's Psak, in Per Gimel Halacha Tes, it's difficult to understand why in Perikei Halacha Vav, he paskin, seems to paskin that you violated by Rabbi Matzai. Right? So here again, Shagas Aryeh suggests that even if Tovas Hanah is Eino Mamon and Kol Torah Kula, once you say Lo Yimatzai and you expand Kabbalah Sachrayas, then you're going to expand this particular din, Tovas Hanah Mamon or Eino Mamon as well. Of course, in all cases, you have to weigh. And the Minchas Chinuch, I'll just show you a couple examples, does, just because, how to what extent are things on the precipice is what I'm trying to say, or in a gray area. Like, you know, if you say, well, you know, Kabbalah Sachrayas has some status. It may not be Dover Agor and the Mammon, but does that mean that Tovas Hanah does? And does it mean that, you know, a number of other examples of things that are not all gray areas are the same, is what I'm trying to say. We'll see in a minute that the Minchas Chinuch himself kind of admits that. Either way, Bikurim, which is like Chalo Truma, but doesn't have Tovas Hanah, that's something that would depend on Hoel. Okay. What about Heter Achila? This is another great example of it. If you think that Heter Achila isn't just a Tnai, a separate condition in Lachem of Dalad Minim, but it's a Shior in Bailus, and if there's no Heter Achila, then there's also a Chisorin in Bailus. So what about, let's say, something like Tevel Lagabe Chametz? So that, again, is a big discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. And he says, Bepashtus, if there's no Bailus, there's no Bailus. And then he says, unless... Maybe it depends on the question of Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shus Lashon HaMason HaKasav Kilo B'Shus, no? Because he says, anyways, if we're breaking the rules of Bailus, right, then maybe we should break the rules of Bailus, not only with regard to Isuri Anah, but also with regard to Heter Achila. Ah. So here's where the Minchas Chinuch came up with his particular view, which is, I think I mentioned this last time, that while he's very open-minded to Lo Yimatzei affecting everything, his view about the parallel issue of Shnei Dvarim Asana Kosoke Lebrishusto is very limited. He thinks that that din only applies as Xeris HaKosov to make room for what otherwise would be a total stira and would make impossible by Rabbi Imatze. So because there's a total clash and the Torah's Mechadesh, that there is something called Ba'irah, says the Milchas Chinuch, Ein l'chabo ela davar isurei hana shehu machmas chametz itself. But it doesn't imply, right, that other dinim of Bailus based on this, right, would be expanded. And it doesn't even imply that if you had, let's say, two isurei hana chametz and kelaya karen, right? So Shnei Dvarim Einam Zrusa Shel Shel Adam. So we don't care about Isurei Hanah. Who cares if there are two dinim of Isurei Hanah? Says Milchas Chinuch, no. It's only limited to what is Noveya and is Soser, namely the Isurei Hanah of Chametz itself. But of course, Misvara, you don't have to say that at all. You could have said, you know, I had several different things. Again, if you think, you know, you could have said it's a special din in Isurei Hanah Shel Chametz, because Chametz is an Isur Zman, and therefore, just like the Makor, whether it's Chizkiah and Rabba Bo, we saw in the beginning of the year, might be different, right? So too, maybe the quality and the impact of the Isurei Hanah may be different. Right, maybe here I'm trying to get a little in a for Dav Zayin of an Aleph, or you know, kind of just round it out a little bit. Meaning, maybe the Isurei Hanah of Rabbi Yossi Agali thinks there's no Isurei Hanah, right? And maybe even if there is Isurei Hanah, so Lamaisa before there's Isurei Hanah, but maybe it's not the Isurei Hanah which is Mafkia Shem Mamon or Bailus. After all, the same Chametz, it's an Isur Zman. It's not toxic. It's not about a zara, you know. It's not possible chalav. Its lack of objective status maybe affects the scope. Maybe what the asana kosev kila b'shuso means is to begin with, Yisrael of chametz doesn't have that kind of impact. But if that were the case, then it still wouldn't work, but for a different reason than the minchas chinuchs. Let's say at kilayat karen and. Or basa b'chametz, kalei kerem and chametz, right? So you wouldn't say asana kasev kila b'shuso, but not because it's exeris kasev that just makes possible. It's because the exeris kasev teaches you that isurei hanah of chametz is just different. And by the way, that opens up isurei hanah for chametz being different for other dinim too, right? Chalipe, Yisrael, all sorts of din, including Chizkinabo, Rabbo, issues that we discussed in the beginning of the year. Okay. Of course, the whole relationship between Ba'irah and Yisrael, the diuk within the Rambam, makes all this even more interesting in a way. Okay. But one could have said something else, and that is, that the, like we've been saying, and that is that Asana Kosev Kila B'Shuso basically says, you know what, you don't need formal bailos. You don't have it, but you don't need it. All you need is Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Or if you were the owner, you need to be clinging to that relationship. In which case, it wouldn't matter if it was also Kilaya Karim or things like that. Because the real Chiddush of Asana Kosev Kila B'Shuso is not specific in either the Michatz Chinuch's way or in the way that I just suggested to Chametz. It's about Ba'irah and how machmir we are. So why not join up the Kilaya Karims? In which case, along with Lo Yimatze of Achrayas and of Ragorim, you would have another reason to be machmir. So in things like, you know, Ein Bo Heter Achila, that normally affects Sabailos, that might, you know, be an argument either through Lo Yimatze, like it is for the Michatz Chinuch, or for Asana Kosev Kila B'Shuso. Okay. So, yeah. And of course, this affects all sorts of issues. Can it be Kona Chametz and Pesach? Is it different than other Yisrael? No, because this is a different, again, either because of Rotsa Vienna, Rotsa Bikiyumo, but maybe that only affects things that you already previously had a relationship with or not. But if it's about the status of this particular Isra'na, maybe you can be Kona this Isra'na, the Pesach, but you couldn't be Kona Kilaya Karim, right? Or vice versa. So this affects many things. It affects many things. It affects a big question, which again, Natan raised before, and that is the question that Minchas Chinuch deals with extensively, and that is, if you're Mekabel Achrayas, and in some of these other cases of Lo Yimatzei, can you be the one to do the biur from a perspective of Chosha Mishpat? Do you have the right? More importantly, can you be the Bailam on the Bittol? If we say, you know, that Lo Yimatzei or Asana Kosov Kilabrishu, so, you know, our Koveya, you know, that these, that Legabe Bal Yiroa, there is Bailus, right? Le'inyan Bal Yira. Maybe even Le'inyan Dvara Macherin. That's a second view. So then Bir and Bitol follow from some of these. But if we're only saying that it's Chumra and you're Chayib, it's Rotsa B'Kiyumo, and therefore you're violating Bal Yira, then it becomes a question, you know, to what extent is Bitol dependent on that Kula part, you know, because it starts with the Chumrah part. And that, of course, is the old Eskima Torah, Eskima Ladas Torah, you know, etc. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to do this quickly, believe it or not. So, just a couple more very quickly, and then we'll call it a day. One second. Yeah, I'm trying to find my list here. Oh, okay. So you also discuss, I'm going to leave most of the details out. What about Kona Chametz Lizman or Mocher Chametz Lizman? Okay. So in general, the status of Kinyan and Mechira Lizman is a huge topic in Chosha Mishpat. Right? Are you allowed to? Are you the Bailam on the Be'endless? Similar to this problem of Schirus Lizman, you know, like Schirus being Bechira Lizman Katsuv, the debate between Rambam and Balei Tosfos. So you have similar discussion about Kona Lizman Katsuv, Mochel Lizman Katsuv, a little bit in the paradigm of Yovel, you know, getting a court towards Yom HaTzmaut. I think I discussed that a couple of years ago, actually. You know, Aritzot Yimacher Litzmisus. Etc. So, you know, generally it seems to be like a big discussion between the Rambam and Balei Tosfos. Rambam seems more partial to having formal kinyanim lizman. Balei Tosfos think that by definition, you know, you're only a partial owner. What about with regard to chametz and bayira in mechira or kinyan? So once again, the Minchas Chinuch goes through, you know, the universal issues. And then in each case, he says, well, but in light of the Shagas Aryeh, the expansion of Lo Yimatzei, you know, you might be a machmir here. Of course, as I said before, you might also be mako here for the same reason. So these are other issues that are very relevant. What about Kinyan D'Rabbanan? So again, there's a general massive debate in the Rishonim, and especially in the Achronim, Ksos Nesivas, so on, whether Kinyanei D'Rabbanan are effective for Dinei D'Oraisa. Can a Kinyanei D'Rabbanan create a Chalos D'Oraisa? And it's more complicated. It's not just yes or no. It depends on, there's an issue like it can be Mekadesh, you know, with Agav, you know, and things like that. So if you do a Kinyanei D'Rabbanan, you acquire Chametz, Kodem HaPesach, and that's the basis of your kin, do you violate Bal Yiroa or not? So, you know, that's one way to solve the problem, to solve the issue. However, once again, the Minchas Chinuch considers the possibility that you would be mechalik. That even if kinyan derabbanan normally doesn't affect, you know, on a d'oraisa level, you know, we'll call it tzrotza b'kiyuma, or it's matsui b'rshuscha, no one's taking it away from you. He thinks there also may be a difference between if you do something like meshicha and it's a physical kinyan, if it's only drabanan, and but it's in your rishus and it's matsui physically, as opposed to like a formal kinyan where you own something midrabanan but it's not in your rishus. Would that be matsui? Okay, interesting. Yeah. Then, as I mentioned in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he has this whole discussion. What about Kibbal Akrayas, Tavasana, Tevel, Kinyan Peros? Yeah, Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguf, I should mention also. We pass in Kinyan Peros, Lavka Kinyan Aguf, like Nichse Milug. Let's say the wife brings in Chametz into the marriage. So, Midarayas, so the Shemito Bal Yura for the husband. Once again, what's the din of Lo Yimatzei? By the way, in Kinyan Rabbanan, he thinks maybe it's b'mchalek, maybe it's even less than Kabbalah Sakrayas. Interesting. Okay. So with regard to all these cases, you know, Kibbal Akrayas, Tovetzana, Tevel, Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Rabbanan, does Bitul work? Does Hefker work? At least, in other words, are you Bailim because of these things? Legabe Bitul Abiyur? And if so, let's say hefker. Can you be, if you're ma, let's say you're mafker, would the hefker be only good legabe ba'yiroi, or since it's bershuscha linyan ba'yiroi, it would be hefker, and somebody could be zocha, you know, choshemishpat wise as well. Okay? Depends exactly on the different perspectives of Eina bershuscha and of lo yimatze that we've been discussing. Yeah. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that mostly in all these cases, Hefker and maybe even Bittel would not work because he considers them not exeris akasuv, upgrading them, right? Or establishing even within the tchum of Bal Yirah that is Bailus, but saying, you know, you need less than Bailus. Whether you need Rashus or Junior Bailus or it's simply Dinarotza Bikiyumo, that's not clear. Those are all different places, and they have huge repercussions for all these issues. The only thing is, he thinks that kinyan der, I said the other way, kinyan derabanan, he thinks that, especially if it's bershuscha, that he thinks maybe you could even be mafkir and bevatel. Interesting. Okay. Let's say you just, the Shagas Aryeh is convinced that if you just take chametz on Pesach and you just take it out of your rishus. Shagas Aryeh has a few simanim where he says, let's say you didn't do what you should have done, didn't do Teshbisu, you have chametz in your rishos. How do you stop Bal Yirah short of destroying the chametz? Right? So he says, well, just take it out of your rishos. Put it in Rishos HaRabim. Let's say you can't be mafkirid, maybe. If you could be mafkirid, one thing. Let's say you can't, not allowed to, let's say Shabbos or Yantav or something like that. Or you just didn't. You can just take it out of the physical rishos. So Shagas Aryeh is a huge fan of the Ramban. And he thinks that the Ramban is not limited to Rishos HaKum. And he thinks it's all based on Lo Yimatzei. So he thinks you can do that, according to the Mechilta. But the Minchas Chinuch isn't so sure about it. But the way he asks the Safek is the following. Interesting. He says, listen, what good is it going to do to put it out of your Rishos? So Yisrael is not legally in your Rishos and Zer Rishos. Right? So maybe taking it out of your physical Rishos after Zman HaYisr doesn't help you either. But I think it's more complicated. I think it depends on the four or five different ways of understanding in Rishos HaShaladam, Yosana Kasa Rishoso, that I mentioned before. Okay? Either way, Shagas Aryeh thinks this helps Mikan Olam Ba. He doesn't think it helps the Mafreya. Okay. In the end, the Minchas Chinuch comes to his own shita, not what I was saying. And that is no. Asana kosel kilu b'shusa is very mitzumtam. It's only when the iser hana of chametz itself would preclude the din b'yiroa of chametz. That's just a stira minei yomei. Torah has to make room for those two things. But if you do some other, just like having another iser hana would exempt you, so too being motzer b'shusa maybe would also help you. Maybe. Okay. Then he points out that it doesn't seem like in the Yerushalmi, it seems like after Zman Yisur would not help you. Okay. Yeah. What about less than a pruta, similar to the problem of Ein Baheter Achila? Right, Rashi has a shita in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hei, seems to say, and a couple of other places, that if something's worth less than a pruta, there's no bailus. So he says, if you hold that way, what about chametz less than a pruta? Is that included in Lo Yimatzei? Okay. So there's like this massive range of things. I'm going to stop because it's just his deal about Bitzel I mentioned in Kabbalah Zacharias. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. But as you can see, both in terms of Asana Kosev Kila Breshuso and Lo Yimatzei and the Kula and the Chumra, and it just becomes like a massive opportunity, like to examine these gray areas, possibly to distinguish between them in their own right, or to distinguish between them from a Bailos, from a Rishus, from a Rotsa B'Kiyumo, etc. Perspective. Okay, so there's a little more to speak about in terms of Yichud Mako, maybe the Rav Yah. Maybe I'll speak about that in Hilchos Shabbos just for a minute next time we meet. But mostly, that's the topic. So just look at Dover Gar and Lamamon more broadly, Bibben and Shalom Bibben, those Makoros, the Behemoth Arnuna and the Kala. A little bit of the Shiara, but those I want to go very quickly. So again, use the week or the time, week and a half, whatever it is that I can't speak. Try to use it productively to be on top of things so we can really, really just make a few targeted Ha'aros and then move. And the next big topic, I say Zion and Aleph, mostly we've done in terms of Chidei Kordanaisa, et cetera. The Kiddushin part of it and the Chalipa Yisurana part of it, I'm going to skip because we did that last year in Hulin. I apologize to the people who weren't here last year, but maybe somebody can give a Chazar share at one of the days. That's a great idea. Is Avram still with us? Or Avrami or Josh? Maybe a Chazar share on that topic, just to catch up. And either way, with the Balamor and those things we did already, and Asana Kosel B'Shus we're examining. So the big topic, next one, will be Habodik Tzarech Sheivarech. Okay? So again, I wish you all a good week and look forward to continuing as soon as possible. Okay.
Rebbe.